everybody, and welcome back to Rise of the Podcast. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Kara.
And I'm Brownie, and it's 1,000 degrees outside today.
It is so warm, and don't forget the age-old Minnesota saying of, oh, it's not the heat, it's the humidity.
It's always the humidity and the heat.
Oh, man. So, yeah, it is roasty toasty out there. It felt good when we first got here, but it's warm on this side of the studio.
I shut off as much stuff as I could over here to try and keep it cold, and we have the door popped just a little bit for some AC relief.
So, how are the frames looking this week, Chris? This is our live stream.
We have dropped none so far, but we're only streaming at 720 this week instead of 1080.
Taking a hit in the, down in the...
Oh, dang, let me turn chat on. I had chat turned off.
And did you have the...
There we go.
Chris taught me a new word this week. The potentiators.
What, the potentiometers?
Potentiometers.
Yeah, so in the biz, if you're turning somebody's volume up and down, you're either potting them up or potting them down. And I realized, like, because it's all electrical signals or whatever, it's potentiometers that are either gaining up or gaining down the amount of signal that's going through. So you're all potted up and ready to go.
I should have created a video in the link dump. So is it just like, is it potential? Is that like, right? Potential energy or
whatever, yeah.
And you're applying it to that volume.
Yeah.
I saw a video just today of the difference between like potential and kinetic energy. But this kid in a garage takes a ball bearing, and you just had your bearing seize up on your car. So, you know,
yeah.
And he takes a little air chuck and he squeezes it. And it just, the bearing spins and you can hear it. Just speeds up, and then he just goes whoosh and pulls his finger out, and it bounces on the floor, and then they have that center wash grate, right, that's full of holes, and it's just metal.
Yeah.
And it goes tink, 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 down like 15 of those, and then it hits onto the cement floor with all of the energy still going. It zooms off at like 30 miles an hour, hits the wall, bounces back like 6 feet, and just keeps doing that over and over about 4 times before it finally ran out of energy.
Dang.
And people were talking about it, is like, all right, I've seen slow-mo guys do a slow-mo of a spinning a CD on a Dremel at like 28,000 RPM, and it just completely destabilizes and come apart.
Yeah, so it's getting all wobbly and then just shatters.
That bearing had been reaching like maximum speed it had to have been. So A, they could have came apart and bearings could have went in his face, and they probably would have went through his face. But the one that I didn't think of is if the bearing would have seized up, all that potential energy would have stopped around his finger and just twisted his finger right
off. Ew. No, yeah. Thank you.
Yep. So I was like, man, OSHA would have a heyday if they saw that.
So gross.
So anyways, potential energy, that he was building up potential energy, and then when he released it, it was kinetic energy.
Yep.
It just made me realize the power that air has. Like, you don't think like compressed air, how much probably actual potential energy isn't just in compressed air.
Yeah.
But he transferred that to a ball bearing, and even then, how much was wasted just getting sprayed out. So.
Interesting. We hit the science early this week.
We hit it right off the bat, right off the bat. So, yeah, did you have anything fun happen to you this week, Kara?
No, I mean, back to work full time, so.
Boo.
I know. I feel the same way.
We found out Thursday we had our ultrasound appointment. We know what the baby is, whether it is a boy or a girl, but we are not going to be making that until Sunday or Monday. So
what?
Yep, we're not going to do it live, but we'll be making it Sunday.
Oh, I see how it is.
My aunt bought us an outfit that matches what we want to do, so my grandma overnighted it to us just so we could make it.
Okay,
make the announcement.
That's fair. If you're going to do it, we might as well have some spectacle, right?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So we're going to use that to make the announcement, but. I feel like, should I tell my story that I, so every week for the past couple of weeks, I've talked about PB&Js, peanut butter and jellies,
yes.
Crocs, which was an unbelievable episode. And so this week, my story from work is not inspired by Derek, but David.
Interesting. So
David has a couple young kids, mm-hmm. ranging from 8 to newborn. They're 7 to newborn. And he came to work and he said, yeah, my son was freaking out last night because he got his fingers stuck in a Chinese finger trap.
Are we allowed to call them Chinese finger traps now?
I think, right? I think that's what they are. Everybody, yeah, I think so.
I don't know if I've ever heard.
But we'll carry on, right? We'll carry on. And that reminded me of a story from when I was a child.
Ooh.
So here, because locking into story time here, here is my story. I don't even think I've told you this. So when
secret archives of Jeremy's life.
When I was little, does anybody remember Pogs?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Of course.
Okay, everybody remembers Pogs. Yeah. Does anybody remember the McDonald's run of the Apollo 13?
Oh yes.
Pog.
That's the Pog I wanted the most.
So it was. But they had a ship, right? That was like the Apollo 13.
That was like what stored your pods.
That's what stored your pods.
Yep.
And there was, I don't remember how many parts to it. 4 or 5.
And yeah, it was a bunch of stages.
Little pod containers. So I had just gotten like the last piece of my rocket. And I also had some pogs to put in there. And my mom gave me like $1 or $2 to go up the street. On 8th Street, there's a blue building that used to be in Napa. Then it was like a TV repair place.
Yep.
But for a while, it was kind of like a card store, I believe.
I remember that.
You remember that?
Yep.
They sold Pogs there. So I went up there and I had just like, it wasn't very much money. Maybe it was only even like a buck. And normally Pogs were between 5 and 20 cents, depending on which one it was.
Yeah, they're just little cardboard discs.
Little cardboard discs. And so I was going to buy enough to finish off my Apollo rocket ship that I got from McDonald's. So I went there and I was all set. And then out of the corner of my eye, he had a bucket full of these Chinese finger traps. And I was not very old. I was definitely, I want to say I was less than 10. If anybody wants to check to see when those.
Well, Apollo 13 was like 93 or 94, the somewhere movie. In that range, 95. So
that had
to
be when it is.
So you'd have been like 8, 9.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I know when I was playing with Pogs, my family and I were living in Albertville, and we moved from Albertville in 96, so I would have been 8. So probably around
9, 10. Yeah. So I
Gabe says hi, by the way.
Oh, hi, Gabe. Hi, Gabe.
You made Jeremy's week.
Yeah.
Gabe, I know you're a gaming channel. Have you played with Pogs?
Because I'm telling a Pogs.
He was probably negative 10 years old when Pogs came out.
So, all right. So you have to, sorry, I have to backtrack or get caught up or whatever. But
goodness.
Instead of buying the Pogs, I looked and it was like, oh, they had a Chinese finger trap. And I
Why would
never...
you go for that over Pogs?
So I
well, hold
loved...
on a second. Are you okay. saying like Pogs are a good investment?
I loved Pogs.
Carrie's like, you should have
like,
bought the Pogs.
We used to have like things this big, like 4 or 5 like tubes just packed full of Pogs.
They were awesome. They were like postcards, but you got to throw them on the ground.
My favorite ones growing up were ones and it was little bugs splattered.
Oh,
on
funny.
The Pog, and so I was like, it was cartoon, obviously, but it was like, I think my favorite one was a hot pink background, and it was like a smushed mosquito with like its green guts everywhere. That was like my favorite one growing up.
It's funny you remember, like, it's funny what you remember.
I remember two things distinctly about Pogs. Thing one I remember distinctly was the first time I would ever encounter them was at Tony's house on 6th Street.
Got it.
And I just remember like, billions of Pogs basically just all over the place. We didn't know what we were doing with them at the time or whatever. But the second thing I remember is I had a set of Garbage Pail Kids Pogs.
Those, I remember the Garbage Pail, they had cards.
It was like a takeoff of the Cabbage Patch Kids.
Cabbage Patch Kids.
And so it was right in the same time where Pogs were kind of a thing.
So I remember having a bunch of Pogs, and if anybody knows any stories about my father, he's a real cheapskate, right?
He's frugal, Jerry.
He's frugal.
So, oh, cheapskate Manty again. Coming around here pinching pennies.
He picked up gloves off the side of the road and formed it into a game for Jeremy's birthday party.
Allegedly, that's where he got the gloves. But
let's be real here.
So,
Good thing your dad doesn't internet.
I guess he really doesn't. He just got it like a month ago, and that's no joke. So, fact check side, remember the banjo story where I asked for a banjo and he gave me a mini banjo that had no strings and looked like it was a boating trip
for 20
years?
I was literally telling Gwen that right before the podcast.
And so, Pogs, do you remember Pogs were a certain size and then there was like ones that were bigger and then
the slammers.
There was straight up slammers though, right? Yeah. Were metal.
Yeah.
So
I had a plastic slammer.
Yeah.
We also had a plastic slammer. It was a holographic rainbow Power Rangers.
Mine was holographic too. Like, you know, remember the sticker, like the holographic, like triangular holographic stickers? Mm-hmm. That's basically what the top of mine looked like.
Yeah, they were all green or whatever. Yeah.
So mixed into my Pogs, I remember not being happy with, but always being mad about milk carton tops or glass milk bottle tops were similar to Pogs.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they were really Pogs, but my dad gave them to me as like they were Pogs. So it was like they had three little tiny cuts in them, like U cuts, and I could easily identify which which ones were Pogs and which ones were not Pogs. But I had these milk carton lids or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
And we're getting some glitches happening here on the video feed. Yeah. Sorry about that. Okay. Wow, it is really just going.
Yeah, it was. I will say this. We are supposed to get thunderstorms, so...
Every week, I don't get it.
Seriously,
but again, are we good? Are we got a main angle or something?
No, we're fine. Okay. So like, yeah, it's not on the internet side. It's on our technology side. I honestly think that like with the AC going and everything, we're like at like we're almost at vacuum cleaner level of like power draw.
Right, it makes sense.
But the interesting thing about the milk top thing is that's how Pogs started.
Was it?
It was people. They had different designs on the top of these different milk caps.
Yeah.
And people would collect them, and then they came up with a game for them. And then people were like, oh, we can make this a whole thing or whatever. So it actually started with that.
I always felt like I got ripped off because they wouldn't fit in with my collection correctly. It was always just messed up. So anyways, all right. So back to this story. Little old me got sidetracked by these Chinese finger trap. So my sister's birthday is April Fool's Day. And I always loved playing pranks on her. Always. That was like my thing. And so I wanted to give the Chinese finger trap to Janae to be like, haha, you got your finger stuck. Like, A, she's never seen one. And B, she'd be dumb enough to never get out of it. I don't know. Right? It's like my diabolical plan. I don't know. You'd do the same thing to your brothers.
I would have done it to AJ.
So
The first time I ever encountered a Chinese finger trap, I thought I was going to have to cut my way out of it.
So
I didn't know the secret to getting out of them.
Okay, what kid knew the secret to getting out of them, though? Like, seriously?
Neither did I.
Oh, no.
And that's where the story is going. So I was like, I was like, do I take my hard-earned money that's supposed to finish off my Pog collection for my Apollo, or do I buy this Chinese finger trap?
The problems of an eight-year-old.
I know, right? Completely. I wish I had had those as my biggest problems nowadays.
Right?
So I was like, I'm going to go with the finger trap, right? And so I just remember, like, I could have got a stack of Pogs, and I just walked away with this stupid little finger trap, right? So I'm walking home and I'm looking at it. I remember distinctly it was green and white woven paper. So it was checkered green and white.
Yep.
And so I was like, oh, this is so cool. I'm going to get her so good. And I was like, I got to try it out. So I put my fingers in right?
Oh.
And it's like, it doesn't take much. And no. I just barely put them in there. And I was like, oh, I can feel them, you know, like holding on.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, so I start to pull. They didn't slide at all. So then I was like, oh no. So I went full bore in. My fingers were touching. My knuckles were inside there. And I pulled apart. And I instantly knew that this was not coming apart. So I'm walking home. And I was like, no. I didn't know. I was going to like just give it to Nay and let her figure it out and get stuck with it. Not me, right? So I sat there. And then... You know, it's the inevitability sinks in and you go through the five stages of like just grief.
That's hilarious.
And so I was like, So then I freaked out and I just ripped it to shreds. So I like pull, I got under full tension, I rip it. And so I remember seeing like the stretched out paper and just the ends were wet and it was soggy. And I pulled it off. And I just had this bashed up Chinese finger trap. And I was like, no, I should have just bought the Pogs. You know, and so it didn't even like, I didn't think about it anymore until Dave brought it up that his kid got stuck in a Chinese finger trap.
That
and
I so funny.
Was like totally related. It
That's
wasn't until
awesome.
Like many years later that I could afford to buy 20 Chinese finger traps that, you know, but I bought some later on in life and it's like, oh, you just push your thumbs and then keep it. You know, whatever. Yeah. Everybody knows how to get out of them, and you can get your fingers out.
Yep.
Stupid things.
I would
have
bought Pogs. I wouldn't even consider the Chinese finger trap.
I understand the temptation to be like, ooh, yes.
Yes. And you remember like the clear fish bowls on their sides, and that's what they put all the merch in.
Yep.
And they had slap bracelets and the curly cord bracelets, and it was like, I just saw that.
The 90s were a time.
Oh, man. They were so cool.
If you weren't there, the 90s were a thing.
Oh, they were good.
The 90s were great.
Yeah. I had Jurassic Park. I think Jurassic Park had Pogs. Like, movies would come out and had Pogs.
Yeah.
Batman Pogs. So many cool Pogs. But I just remember cherishing and loving the Apollo 13 Pog holder. I just
That was the thing. I wanted that so bad.
That was so
Jeremy, cool. The millionaire 8-year-old, right? Had $2 for it or whatever it was.
Right?
All the money in the world to an 8-year-old.
Oh, man. It felt like that. So I'll never forgive myself for burning up that money on the Chinese figure trap over the pogs, though.
Do you have any pogs?
No, I have none. Absolutely not.
They're probably all pulp by now.
Yeah, they're all. Yeah, good luck finding any collector ones. But I don't want to just like keep hogging the spotlight and tell another story. But I have my most upvoted.
So you have the funniest stories. We just react to your stories. It should just, it should be story time with Jeremy. Brownie and Kara react to Jeremy's story time.
Well, no. So we've talked about this in the past. I use social media different now than I did in the past. I have been on Reddit since 2012.
Brag about it.
But I didn't make an account until 2016.
That's true. Yeah, so for Pokemon Sun and Moon?
It was either X and Y or Sun and Moon.
Yeah, X and Y.
Because a friend Safari.
Friend Safari.
And I was like, oh, man. And so I never made a thing. And I never comment. And then recently, even when I posted the time-lapse builds, like some of them have done really well. But it's just, Reddit is a fickle beast. And it's hard to navigate and hard to run in and hard to use. But anyways, so today... Like, I'll comment. I commented. Okay, a guy posted a thing on a Minecraft. A guy posted a Minecraft creation. He made the Millennium Falcon in Minecraft with just blocks. Nothing special. Nothing amazing.
Well, Bill was working on making a Star Destroyer.
Yeah, and that was really good, too. Really, really good. So it's just like, I commented, oh, love the Millennium Falcon. My favorite ship. That's all I commented. Mm-hmm. It wasn't for all the haters out there. And a guy replied to me. Real original. I was like, what is your problem? What bedside of the bed did you wake up on this morning? And it's like, I'm trying to let this guy know, good job, and here's why I relate with your creation. Yeah. I realize people put a lot of work into these things.
He's probably one of the, well, actually, people.
It's not Baby Yoda, it's the child.
Right. Yeah.
Real original. And I love what Chris said when I called him to have him console me so I didn't...
Talk him off the ledge.
Talk him off the ledge.
I just picture you going over to Chris and Chris just cradling you like, well, he said, okay, Jeremy.
And he's really small.
Yeah, he said...
Little chibi Jeremy.
Stuff's not popular. What'd you say? Stuff's not popular because it's...
Stuff's not popular because people don't like it. Right, it's like the reason people all like the Millennium Falcon is because it's freaking cool.
Seriously,
right? It's like there's a reason why it's a popular ship because people like it.
The garbage, right?
Yeah, right.
You know, so it's like for to be like, oh, real original is like, oh, my favorite ship's a T-16 back home.
Yeah, right.
Psh, oh. Real original, Luke.
Yeah, right. So that, anyway, so today, which was weird enough, and it just rubs me the wrong way. I mean, really, in the tale of annoyance, 10 being most, this is like a 0.2. But
that's enough.
This guy posted on the Star Wars subreddit a picture of Harrison Ford and George Lucas talking around Return of the Jedi era because they were out in the woods. There were some cool comments. It was an awesome picture. They're like, man, everything Harrison Ford does, he's so cool. Oh, that tree probably grew his whole life just to support Harrison Ford. I was like, these are awesome. Well, George Lucas was wearing the Hoth parka.
Oh, cool.
So a guy commented and he goes, I would love George Lucas's jacket. So I commented. I was like, for once, my time has come. I actually have something to say. That's not whatever. So I get on there and I comment. I type out. I said, hey, just so you know, Columbia made a limited edition run of that jacket a couple years ago. You can get one. I didn't go into any crazy detail. I got 16 upvotes on that.
Nice.
So I was like, wow, that is awesome. That's like, that's a lot of upvotes. That's really cool.
Is that the one where you like drove to Chicago to get it or whatever?
We drove to the cities. It was a heck of a story, man. Oh, to get that one.
We'll save that for another
crash,
day.
But anyways, so that's all I left it at, right? So I go to like look at the post and to see my upvotes and everything. And above me... there's a comment with 26 upvotes that's like, well, in 2018, November, Columbia made a limited run of the Hoth Edition parka. 1,980 of them were produced, so it's only available on the secondhand market. You are expected to pay X amount of percentage above retail price. And he wrote that in reply to the guy who asked about the jacket, and it got 26 upvotes. But he posted that after my comment and then got more upvotes, so he's got to like come in. And then just like dump truck all these useless facts. It's like, hey man, it's the internet.
That's how Reddit works.
You know,
it's this like, you know, you find Google somebody else's joke and then you steal it.
Yeah, and
that's funnier. All Reddit is stealing other people's comments.
I have seen. Do you remember I talked about there was a video I wanted you to see that's a fancy way of Star Wars cut together?
Yeah, yeah.
That video has completely gone round the internet this past week. Completely. And I could check now. I'm sure the guy's actual original location probably still has like 5,000 views.
Yeah, because the guy stole it and re-uploaded
it. Yeah, stole it and re-uploaded. It's been across Facebook now. It got over 20,000 upvotes on Reddit. It's like, then the original content creator, they just cut it off and then just reposted it as their own.
Like, so the thing, like, I never want to put a giant watermark, like, across the middle of something.
Right.
That's almost like what you have to do to stop people from ripping off your content.
Well, it's true. I mean,
it sucks.
It does. And, like, I know I came up with a couple cartoons that one time, and I had to make sure my signature's on that sucker.
Yep.
Don't think it's been shared ever, but, you know, I mean.
Well, you got to be prepared.
You never know.
Well, it's like, we watch Mark Rober videos. Yep. If anybody doesn't know who Mark Rober is, I'd be surprised. But whenever it cuts in his videos to like the cool slow-mo parts, it always says Mark Rober YouTube like in big letters. It's like, it's unfortunate that you have to ruin cool-looking footage to stop people from taking your stuff from you.
Right. Super frustrating. So I just thought it was really funny that the one time I actually have something, because if there truly is only 1,980 of them, and we have one. It was just I just remember everything about that story. You know, getting the jacket, seeing it get posted on Columbia, and they've come out. They come out with one Star Wars themed jacket every year, and they usually do a limited run of them. Last year's was all right. It was a mix of Kylo. It was a light side, dark side, lightweight jacket that they did last year.
Okay.
And then 2018 was the Hoth one, and then 2017 was the Parka Han Solo wore Aldrin Idrick in the Solo movie.
Okay.
It was like long with like blue
and the brown,
and then a furry hood, and then there was one other really cool one before that I really wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they do some really cool stuff, and apparently Kyle's birthday. The one who jumped out of the box was a couple days ago, and his mom bought him some Columbia sheets, and he can't stop talking about them.
Really?
Oh, nice.
They make
Juliet.
Juliet!
Hi!
They make a moisture-sucking sheet. Great time to show off.
Yuck.
So, Columbia sheets.
Like a wicking sheet.
Yeah, wicking sheet.
I was going to say, for any woman who's been pregnant, those sound glorious.
Great, now I'm going to go buy some Columbia sheets.
Like $90 a set.
I'm going to sneak over to Kyle's house while he's at work tomorrow and just like, whoop.
Steal his sheets.
His dogs love me. It's fine.
Yep, Kyle's got a lot of dogs. But
how many dogs does he have?
Two.
Well, two.
That's, I guess it's a lot more than zero.
Yeah. Well, one is a sweet therapy dog, like an actual, not for him, it's a can go to the hospitals type dog.
Yeah.
He had her trained.
The other one, he fostered, then he adopted.
He's a foster fail.
He adopted the dog, and that dog is enough dog for like three
dogs.
He
is so cute.
His name's Murph.
Murph's ears. He's a full-grown dog, but his ears are still too big for his body. He is so cute. I love Murph.
See, that's how he gets away with everything. If you're adorable, you can murder.
The like, dog seriously can jump like 30 feet. It's crazy. It long jumps. It'll
like,
see
okay.
You.
I was like, vertical jump? Dang.
No, it would jump from me. That reminds me of the lion meme that went around. The lion meme. Gwen knows it. It was a fact somebody posted, and they're like, lion can jump 30 feet or whatever. And then somebody pictured, whoa, that's why giraffes aren't safe. And then it showed like a lion going vertical 30 feet over on top of a giraffe. And then somebody's like, no, long jump. Like they can, you know, run and then jump. Not vertically.
That's hilarious.
So it just, it's so funny.
Well, I was telling Gwen the other day, like, so I have Toby the cat.
Love
and which is more than enough animal for me to have to deal with. He's such a sassy cat. But I was like, if I get another animal, I'm going to name him Stinky.
Ah.
It doesn't matter what they are, because like, I tell him he's a stinky cat all the time. He's not, but just like he doesn't know what I'm saying, so I can just tell him all sorts of horrible things. But I'm just, look, this the one reason why I chose that is like if this animal, whatever it is, like escapes from the house. How hilarious would we hear someone yell like Stinky? Where are you, Stinky?
Here, Stinky.
So, and it's just like, I wouldn't be able to help myself. It'd be like, Stinky, you're such a good boy.
That just reminds me of a viral video waiting to happen of somebody like walking down the road and there's like this random pet and you're like, Stinky! And you like run up and then they just look and take a step away. Or they're like, you're like yelling for Stinky and they're like, oh, you want me to help you find your pet? And you say, sure. And then it's a skunk. It turns out to be like a skunk.
Oh my gosh, right?
So then they see it and they just come running.
I would not be a skunk. Oh, skunk owner.
Okay, so do you remember Phoebe, the dog with no hair?
Yeah, I remember Phoebe. Yeah.
Okay, so
she had hair once.
She started with hair.
Phoebe was Gwen and Chris's dog growing up.
Okay, so probably a little bit smaller than your mom's dog, Josh.
Yep.
Right? So she had black and brown hair. Eventually she got some skin thing where like all of her hair fell off except on her head, the tip of her tail, and around her feet. Aww. So she was just like black, bumpy skin. She loved to escape the yard. So she ran out of the yard. So I'm walking up and down the streets and I'm like, Phoebe, come here. And this guy comes out of his garage, closes the door. And he's like, there's a thing in my garage. Oh. Is it yours? Like, I don't know. I'll look. Open the door. Like, oh, yeah, that's our dog. He's like, that's a dog? Like, yeah, I'll get her out of your way. Bye.
You see a lot of hairless variety of pets, but not many hairless dogs. Completely hairless. If you look shaved, they still have, like, the buzz cut.
So Gwen left out an important part of the story. She gave Phoebe the haircut that never grew back.
Alopecia X from swimming no, in the pond.
But you were the one who delivered the deadly blow.
This is why brothers and sisters are awesome.
So she's like, oh, this poor dog and her hair. Yeah, the hair that you removed.
Yeah, that was my fault, 100%.
I had a ferret that lost all of its hair and got ferret adrenaline disease. It was completely bald. And then it regrew it out of nowhere. Like, he completely recovered.
Andy or Baxter?
Baxter, yep.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yep. Baxter lost all of his hair. And I think he was stressed out or something. And
no.
Yeah.
Surprised I haven't lost all my hair from stress.
Well, I remember that ferret run you guys had at the house.
We had two for a while.
Well, like all the...
Oh, yeah. The tubes and stuff to like let them hang out and run around. They're the cutest things when they run because they like arch up and then they run sideways and they look at you and then they tumble and roll because they either go too fast or like they outrun them. So people say they stink.
Smell,
but
yeah, I was going to say they stink.
No, they don't.
I'm not particularly fond of the smell, I'll say that. They're definitely more on the barnyard side of the animal smell spectrum.
It's like skunk light is what it smells like, truly.
Oh, okay, so speaking of, we were driving the other day. And all of a sudden, we smelled skunk. I was like, well, and there was a dead one in the middle of the road. Jeremy was like, you know, I really don't mind the smell of skunk. I was like, what?
It smells like a ferret.
That's exactly what he said.
It smells like
burnt sin.
it's just the worst smell. It's like somebody took a pile of tires and lit them on fire.
No, that's exactly. It smells like rotten burning rubber. It's terrible.
Right. Burning rubber, and then somebody chucked rotten eggs into it or something.
Yeah, it's awful. Jeremy, you can just go and be on Bad Smell Island by yourself.
Jeremy's just going to go grab some ferrets and go.
That smells probably like the black licorice of the candy world, like or whatever. And it's not black that bad. Licorice? Some people don't mind it.
Yeah, exactly. Black licorice.
No, black licorice is delicious.
Okay, three against one.
No. Good and Plenty are just Della black
Duck.
Licorice, right?
Della
yeah, and
Duck
nobody
Duck
likes
Tales.
Them.
Oh my gosh. Can I spoil a show from 2017?
Yeah, it's three years old. You're fine.
So we've been watching DuckTales.
And reboot.
I watched the old ones, and then Jeremy has...
So if you don't want to let DuckTales reboot get spoiled for you, come back in 5 minutes. But we were watching an episode. Everybody knows. We were talking about this last week. I love the cantankerous, angry old characters. One of them being the original Donald Duck, right? Yep. He's in the DuckTales, obviously. And so he watches Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
And his sons.
Della, their
mom.
Nephews.
Oh, there's nephews.
Yeah. Yep. Della is on the moon. And then their mom. And she comes back. And Donald goes to see his sister after all these years and accidentally gets stuck in the spaceship and gets launched to the moon. Well, it turns out
the moon
is trying to invade Earth.
They keep insisting their planet, and they need to invade Earth.
So there's a character, his name is Zavala, in the Destiny video game, and he is the voice of the main bad moon bad guy.
Okay.
And he starts telling Donald his plan, and how they did this as a show is absolutely incredible, like filmmaking or whatever you want to call it, animation. So while Zavala, the bad guy, is explaining his plans... On the flip side of that, Scrooge and Webby and Huey, the blue one,
Dewey.
I would never know that.
They meet Donald's therapist. So Donald's therapist is explaining to them
therapist.
Anger management is explaining how Donald is able to like control himself. So back on the moon, the bad guy says, "Oh, it's my plan that I am going to soften their hearts before we invade by killing your nephews, Huey, Dewey, and Louie."
He said, "You always start with the children.
You always start with the children and you kill them first."
Yeah.
So Donald is sitting there and he's got a muzzle on his beak, right? And as the therapist is on Earth telling Scrooge and the two kids, Donald has taken all of his rage and internalized it because nothing matters more to him than you guys.
Okay.
And if anything were to ever happen to you, all the rage Donald has saved up over all of these years, let's just say you don't want to be there with unleashed. So then go back to the moon and his beak and his face are turning pitch red. And he completely, like, the muzzle explodes off of his face and he absolutely goes crazy on this Zavala character. And it's just so well done the way he kicks this moon guy's butt. But it was so funny because it was like parallel. It was like, Donald's rage is all being funneled, and you can just see him getting madder and madder when they talk about killing Huey, Dewey, and Louie. And oh, I love Donald.
That's
oh,
a pretty so aggressive good. Tactic for a children's show.
It is, yeah, yeah,
yeah. It really. It's been a few times we've been watching the new DuckTales, and I've been like, "Is this a kids show?" Like, okay.
Well, like, and then Doofus was like a rich kid that was just fine in the original.
Doofus was cool in the original ones. Like, he was. His name was fitting. But, like, he was totally fine.
He's an evil mastermind that, like, plays with his parents' emotions, and they mm-hmm. come to his beck and call, and he's just diabolical and crazy and stuff like that. But
I like the tie-in of Darkwing Duck in the new.
I want to tell you about it, but I won't.
I mean, I'm familiar with it because I watched that video essay thing.
Oh,
I told you about it.
Yeah, they made the tie-in, but you yeah. Oh, you actually. So, what is it? Nega Duck? What's the name of the...
That's his archenemy, the yellow and black and red one. Yeah.
So in that universe then, Darkwing Duck used to be just a TV show.
Yep.
Then the actor wanted to be a reboot in a movie.
Yep, and they wanted to replace him with a younger actor. And he gets all salty, and then he becomes the bad guy.
Yep.
So, I'm all
then, so is that canon now? Is that really then...
Yeah, so what they were doing is try to bring... Because for... Since the late 80s, early 90s, when these two shows existed... People have been trying to put them in the same universe, but the biggest piece of it that was conflicting was Launchpad. And so they figured out a really clever way to bring something that wouldn't have been able to be compatible. Like, so there's the bridge. I can't remember the name of the bridge is.
Oh, in the okay.
But it connects St. Canard and Duckburg to each other. It's the the name of the bridge escapes me, but that's where Darkwing Duck has his headquarters and everything or whatever. But they're like, well, they can't really exist in the same universe because the way the launch pad, blah, 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 blah. So they use this as a way to bring Darkwing Duck actually into canon where they can exist in the same universe. That's,
so is the Darkwing Duck TV show that we used to watch as kids post, like, because then Launchpad teams up with this new actor that becomes Darkwing Duck? Is that what I'm guessing?
That's what's getting forecast out. Is that, so not only will he be doing his stuff in Duckburg, but then also helping fight crime.
That's got cool.
It. Well, my only beef is in that episode, I'm pretty sure it's not Jim Cummings who plays actor Darkwing Duck.
No, he plays old Darkwing Duck.
He plays old Darkwing Duck.
He plays the actor of the original series Darkwing Duck.
And yes. The actor in the show... His name is Jim Starling.
Yep.
Instead of Jim Cummings.
Yep. And then, but in the old cartoon, Jim Cummings was the voice of the good and bad Darkwing.
Yeah. It was just Darkwing's voice, but then like gravelier and like meaner.
So that's the only thing is I was hoping he would have at least played the younger actor or something, so that way it made sense.
Well, I mean, like, so depending on how long they want to run this out, Jim Cummings isn't a young man anymore.
Right.
So.
Yeah, maybe you're going to reboot. Anyways, sorry. October 7th, Mandalorian is going to be coming out. So if you need something to tide you over on your Disney Plus account,
so much on Disney Plus.
DuckTales, start with Gravity Falls. If you get a chance, some of the best animation I've seen besides Gravity Falls for story-wise is Owl House. And then,
That's not on Disney Plus.
It's not yet. It will.
Though. Owl House is excellent. It'll be
there, but it's not on there now.
Something I like that's similar-ish that I've been watching without Jeremy, because I don't know if you'd like it, is Star versus the Forces of Evil.
So apparently, the universe of Amphibia and Gravity Falls are getting paired together today. on that just came out tonight. So we'll get to see that episode tomorrow. Owl House and Gravity Falls have a connection. And then Star and the Forces of Evil is also tied into that same universe.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, they're all getting tied in together, which is always really cool.
You should. I should make you watch an episode of Star versus the Forces of Evil.
It's so good.
So we got a comment from Juliet saying when she was growing up, she doesn't remember seeing wrong or evil doing on any type of show. She specifically mentions Tom and Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
But like now growing up, she's like, wow, I can't believe that these exist. They're not kid friendly at all.
Not a lot of them are.
Yeah.
No.
So yeah, I remember having that moment in high school. I think like during lunch, you would go and like eat lunch or whatever. And you'd watch like old Tom and Jerry and stuff. Yeah. And I was like, wow, this is incredibly violent.
Yeah.
I can see like the Simpsons did the Itchy and Scratchy parody where they took it like to another level, but
well, even Roadrunner, I always felt bad for always. People say you relate with these characters when you get older. I always felt bad for Wile E. Coyote. Always, mm-hmm. I just wants to eat.
Yep.
And the Roadrunner is so violent.
I mean, okay, here's the thing: if you were Roadrunner, what you would do anything that you could to make sure you didn't get eaten by Wile E. Coyote.
Okay. When do we see? What do you like the predators and then the, what is a non-predator?
Prey.
When do you see the prey run away and then come back and then just taunt the predator? Huh?
That's where the comedy value comes in.
Oh man, subverting expectations. And
see a video, I think it was on a How Absolute Dare. Again, excellent Facebook page if you just need a good laugh. And it showed this little bird inside a house sitting at a window and there's a cat on the other side of the window, and the bird's just sitting there, just kind of like, he's playing peekaboo with the cat, but like, he would dip down underneath the windowsill and then pop back up, and the cat's just like, sitting there, and the bird knows the cat can't do anything. The prey does taunt. If it knows it's safe, it does taunt.
Yeah, well, that'd be like the bird showing up with wet cat food and then like dancing her outside, and then when the cat makes it outside, he throws it in oncoming traffic. And then the cat follows it out into the street. That is what Roadrunner is doing. That naughty bird. He is a bad bird.
Well, I mean, there is a cat and bird combination, I mean, Sylvester and Tweety.
Yeah, Tweety was also mean to Sylvester.
Tweety's stuck in a cage.
That's where he's supposed to be.
Tweety opens the door and leaves every episode.
That bird has spent less time in that cage.
Oh my gosh. So, speaking of Tweety, Jeremy and I was scrolling through Facebook, and there is an artist who made, I'm sorry, this is completely off topic, but it's an artist made skulls of popular cartoon characters that are anatomically correct. So, like,
oh, Popeye, I think I saw that.
I showed it to you.
Yeah, his jawbone.
Popeye had, like, you know how he's got the big old butt chin?
Yeah.
So he's got two bones for his chin, like, just kind of, just going right here. And then Tweety, its head is huge, and, like, the eye sockets are just absolutely massive. It was actually really cool. It was kind of fun to see that.
Interesting.
And then there's one, like, there's, like, a cross section, not on that same one, but there's, like, one of, like, Bulbasaur and how they work, different ones, too.
Oh, yeah, the new skeleton explains.
Yeah, and stuff. I love those. Those are so cool.
I love those kind of things. There are some really talented, very creative people out there.
And then there's us.
Yep. Anyways, so sorry, Disney Animation. So if you're looking for something to watch between there's now and Mandalorian, there's a lot of fun stuff on. I still have yet to watch Hamilton. I heard that one's really good. Mm-hmm. How does everyone feel about how they're going to handle Mulan?
The $30 thing?
Completely indifferent. I don't want live action remakes of any of these movies.
Right, but did you hear what they're because so it's not coming to theaters because of COVID?
Yeah.
You have to have a subscription to Disney Plus and then you have to pay $30.
On top of it
to watch it.
No one's going to watch it.
Well, if you have my Disney Plus, so you're going to be like, "Oh, I want to watch Mulan."
Like, yeah. Well, I don't want to watch it as a thing.
I've seen a bunch.
Your $30 is safe.
I've seen a bunch of people comment and they're like, "Meh, no Mushu. Sorry."
Huh? Yeah, because then they change things about the movie.
It's not a musical, and there's no Mushu. But
I get both sides.
Yeah. Well, they need to make their money back. I get it, but at the same time, it's like do what everybody else is doing and just release it next year.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, so here's what I liked about Onward. It was free on Disney Plus after 1 week, but you could rent it on rental sites for that head of week. Mm-hmm. I had no problem to rent it or buy it. We bought it because I wanted to give them their money. But when they gave me the option to give them my money, I did. Like, I was like, all right, I'm going to buy this.
It wasn't just, nope, if you want to watch it
like a movie, because I know I wanted movies like that because I love Pixar movies. And I want them to be able to keep making movies. So I was like, Pixar I have no shorts. Problem with that. So with Mulan, the way that they're doing it, it's like, okay, it's more money. And then, and you have to have the subscription. Now, people are assuming it's just renting, but you do own it after the fact. Mm-hmm. So it is like a $30 whatever. And I know it would be more than that for me and Kara to go to the movies almost if you throw in popcorn.
Yeah, but how much does a movie cost if you want to just buy it straight off of Amazon? It's like $20.
Right.
Yeah. So it's like I don't get – that's the thing that I don't get. It's like why make it so expensive? So first of all, they've already made this rift between
right.
people like me that don't want animated remakes right. and live action. And then they're going to further split this. Like, so the people that do want to see it – there's going to be people who's like, I'm not paying $30 to watch this movie when, like, maybe in 6 or 8 months it'll be free.
Right.
Right.
So. Juliet says, I don't want to see it, but yet I do.
You sound just like me.
It's like, oh, $30. Okay. Like, to me, it'd be like paying $30 to watch the train wreck that you can't look away from. You yeah. know?
Has our next week guest confirmed?
Yeah, we just don't know how we're going to interface
okay.
yet. We're thinking it's going to be good vocal, but we just don't. That's meh.
Right. So I'll do, can we at least maybe say?
Yep.
Unless something changes, because everything is subject to change with COVID and everything else mm-hmm. going on. Next week, we're going to try our first phone-in guest.
Yay.
And if that works well, we will entertain trying to up the guest appearances via that way.
Yeah, because
depending on
as much fun as it is listening to you two talk about stuff, sometimes it's fun to get another perspective.
Well, I'm going to run out of stories eventually.
Yeah,
you'll never run out of stories.
Oh, you're so funny.
Just being honest. Here's the thing: you have a backlog of personal stories, and then every single week you come in with a new work story.
Well, that's because my work is crazy.
I can't tell work stories because of HIPAA.
Darn laws and regulations.
I know.
All my work stories are, I watched 3.5 seasons of Breaking Bad while doing my job this week.
Oh, working from home, right?
Yep.
But so we're going to try maybe. Oh, well, we can talk about that too. We're going to try maybe this app called Get Vocal, which allows us to stream to one section and then allows guest spots.
Yep.
People can hop in, and then if you want to get in line and make like a video appearance or just chat, you're more than welcome to. It's kind of like an interaction. We found a way to make it work with our platform and the way we do things. So you might have to keep an eye out for that. You can try it. You can hop into our live streams. Gabe, you could hop in, like take a seat.
We no swear words, interact. Please.
Yeah, right, yeah. And then, the word filter does a good job of making people look like that.
We've got the most violent, repulsive language in the whole area here.
And then, Keith would be coming on if everything goes according to plan. And then, mark it on your calendars, Sunday, August 30th.
Are you sure it's the 30th?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, 29th is a Saturday.
We are going to be on a panel.
Yep. Woo.
Woo! For a Star Wars panel. There is an event coming up called Star Wars Force Fest, and it's a bunch of panelists who are getting together, and we're going to all live stream and take on guests. Our panel is going to be on Star Wars and Legos.
Mm-hmm. And surprise, surprise.
Awesome mix there. But there's going to be an opportunity to donate, and all funds are going to be donated to the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
That's awesome.
So anybody who does, it's free to watch, but if, you know, it's like just as a collaborative thing people do, you know, bringing lots of people together and then, do that. So check that out. We're going to punch a bunch more details on the Facebook page.
How long is our slot?
It's an hour.
It's an hour? Yep. And then what do they give us our time?
Yep. I can look it up here.
And is that Pacific, Central, Eastern?
It is Pacific.
So that'd be 2:30 to 3:30 Central time.
It is 12:30 to 1:30 Pacific time. Okay. So what time is that, Central?
So that'd be 2:30 to 3:30, Sunday afternoon, okay. August 30th.
Perfect. And for Juliet, that would be?
3:30 to 4:30.
3:30 to 4:30. Got it.
If you're in Mountain, it'd be 1:30 to 2:30. If you're in Hawaii, you're not watching us. That's going to be like 7 a.m. and something in Hawaii. Yeah. If you're in the UK, it's going to be like 9 p.m.
Well, there you go. That's not so bad.
So we got the whole spread. Anybody else want to know what time it's going to be?
You should see. So I was just sad. So we use a website to shoot out the podcast to all these different locations. And they just got bought out and everything. But the logistics or the watch information or listen information is really fascinating. Because we have like one person that listens in India. We have one person who listens in Ireland. We got just random people. You see the heat map. It's kind of cool to see.
If you're listening to us and you're not in the United States, you should hop on to facebook.com/riseofthepodcast and send us a message.
Absolutely.
We'll shout you out.
Or you could email
listener
mail contact at riseofthepodcast.com, which is now up on the screen.
That's the song I made up for it.
Oh, that was nice, Chris. Was nice.
Very, very nice. So
we'll have AJ record it and actually turn it into a thing.
So, if you have a Star Wars related story or an anything related story, or if you want to challenge Jeremy to a feat of strength or Kara to a feat of intelligence.
You'll win.
No, Lord of the Rings.
Oh, Lord of the Rings intelligence. I mean, there are people who would absolutely annihilate me, but I can hold my own.
What about the Duke of the Necklaces?
Ha! Lord of the Rings, Duke of the Necklaces. Lord of the Rings, Duke of the Necklaces.
Of the Rings.
I read another really cool
post. Oh, Gabriel has to point out, he's a faithful listener from Puerto Rico.
Yes!
Yes!
How could I forget? The most
You're basically a
one.
Part of the United States.
Well, absolutely, yeah.
Territory, right?
Yeah.
We're trying.
We're trying.
Number 51.
51, Puerto Rico.
In our lifetime.
Well, no, we want it. That's what we're going for.
Oh?
Yeah.
All right.
Drop that on Kara. I want to... Gabriel, we need to get together. This week is heck for me, but we need to get together, play some Xbox. Especially Squadrons, October 2nd.
That's so excited. Around the corner.
It really is. I mean, less than 2 months away. And that'll mean I'm less than 2 months until that. About 2 months.
At that point, yeah.
Baby.
Well, it's only like 3 months until Election Day.
Crazy.
I cannot wait for that to be over. That's all I'm going to say.
On that. Anyways, all right.
we wouldn't be
a Star Wars podcast if we didn't talk about Star Wars.
Are we going r/Star Wars leaks?
We are checking the leaks.
I'm glad that we did because I rolled the graphic for it.
And that's where I was going. There,
we were done. Oh, boy. All right. Gabe says he's on COD right now. You should be paying attention to your teammates, not us.
So Derek, who gives me a lot of stories, just said that he got on COD last night and got his cheek slapped, I think is what he said specifically. He got his butt kicked. So he's rusty. He hasn't been playing that very much. So he's been playing GTA 5.
I think that my phone is what's causing the problem here.
What?
Whenever I initiate my phone...
Really?
I think it's getting a little bit of interference.
Wow.
Let's try and back this up a little bit. I'm not 100% sure.
Oh,
but
yeah, it's beginning to flicker again.
Because, like, early on in the show, I was, like, checking in on various things to see how chat was going and everything, and it might be my freaking phone. I might have been just sabotaging us the whole time.
Oh, my gosh. Last week, it was just Chris's phone. Just
Maybe. Juliet says she loves Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
So, I just read, while you're pulling those Star Wars leaks up, Chris, I just read a really good post on Reddit about how a guy shared that he's just finished Lord of the Rings, the original books, for the first time, and like how emotionally it just hit him so hard because Frodo's journey carrying the ring was like his life navigating through COVID right now. And it's amazing how timeless those experiences can be because there's a lot of walking, right?
Yeah.
Everybody complains there's too much walking in Lord of the Rings, but it's like that's what it was like every day, is like getting up and just having this burden every day.
Yeah.
And the books are a lot about like what the burden over and over again, the burden of carrying the ring.
Tolkien definitely knows how to drill something into your head. He repeats things over and over and over and over and over and over and over again until you're like, all right, I get it.
And in excruciating detail.
And it was red and it had a tear here and a stain there. Cool. I got it.
So when I thought that was cool. The books really move someone emotionally because of how.
I do love Tolkien. I love the books. I've read and listened to them probably 10 times. Super good. Anyway.
I read The Hobbit.
Lame.
I'm a noob.
You do realize The Hobbit is a children's book. Yes.
Yeah, that's why it's a good noob.
It's a good one.
Anyway, I like fantasy books. I'd seen The Lord of the Rings so many times. I was like, I'm not even going to bother, whatever. It's like,
but the books and the movies are so different.
Whatever. So different. I get it. The book and the movie, whatever.
Like, the Uruk-hai fight and the end of The Fellowship of the Ring, it doesn't even happen until the Two Towers book.
Fine. I just, when I go to read something, I want to read something that's different. I like something about, it's like, the only thing that I've watched all the films for and read all the books for is Harry Potter.
I've not read the Harry Potter books.
I read the first four Harry Potters.
But it's like if I've seen it as a movie, like I don't want to read the film adaptation novel or whatever. I just was like, I want some, if I'm going to invest my 20-ish hours into reading something, it's going to be something that I haven't experienced in some other form.
Right.
Or if it's Lord of the Rings, it's going to be a good, you know, 72 hours.
And that's the thing. Every time I've thought about starting Lord of the Rings or whatever, it's like, there's like 20 billion pages. Ugh. And then like, I'll read like the first chapter of some, because I have them. Mm-hmm. And I'll read like the first chapter. It's like, oh God, this is going to be a thing.
Like I said, Tolkien goes into a lot of detail.
I guess Tolkien originally wanted to release it as one book, but the publishers or editors said, you will never get anybody to read it.
Oh yeah.
It's that big.
That's confirmed true. I've heard that a bunch of times.
He wanted it to be one book. And then another problem was with binding. They didn't have a way to bind a book that big efficiently.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it would have been, what, like 4,000 pages or something insane like that? Yeah.
Well, and then when they did the movies, they only wanted to do it in one film. Like, but the companies were like, nope, we'll only do this if we can do it in one film. And Peter Jackson was like, nah.
Yeah, so this is an interesting thing. I'm glad that you brought that up. So there's a bunch of we can consider Lord of the Rings like children's stories if we want to, even though like the books are aimed for more like young, early adult, whatever that era. Like you have to have some comprehension to understand it. Yeah. But in that same vein, there's a lot of franchises that have been killed because they tried to do all of the stuff or a selection of the stuff in one movie. Mm-hmm. Examples like Golden Compass, Spider-Man Chronicles, and Aragorn. All three of those stand out to me.
I've never seen any of them.
So they're terrible. Don't bother watching
them. That's what I've heard, which is why I've left them alone.
Do they condense Dark Tower into one thing?
Yeah, it's 8 books, and they put it into one movie with Idris Elba. Love Idris Elba.
Yeah,
Horrible movie.
Really?
Absolutely awful.
Sad. So I have, this is speaking of fantasy books. So the Aragorn cycle, or the Inheritance Cycle, 4 books. It's the Aragorn, blah, 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 by Chris Paolini. One of the, in my opinion, best fantasy book series out there. The second book was coming out, a coworker of mine suggested me to read the first book and then we could like read the second book at the same time, whatever, blah, 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 nerd out about it, and absolutely did. And it took forever for the series to come out, to me, it felt like. But great books, but then I was like, oh, I'm gonna watch, there's a movie, sweet. And they smashed like the first 2 books and part of the third one into one movie that's like less than 2 hours long. You can't do it. So it's like, I'm glad that Peter Jackson stuck to his guns, because like you can't tell that big of a story in 2 hours.
I think they went
hours.
Through a number of different
who
studios.
Who produced the movie?
Produced?
New Line Cinema. Is it New Line?
New Line Cinnamon.
New Line Cinema. Did 20th Century passed on it, I think, is one of the ones that
I think that
on
was
the
one that won them to do it in one film.
Movie. I think they're the ones that did Aragorn and
you think they learned
Spider
their stinking
Wick,
lesson
if I recall
then.
Correctly.
Like, come on. So I think they ended up kind of shopping around, I guess, and then they finally knew it. I was like, yeah, we'll do it.
It's worth expressing your it's worth letting people pass on you to make sure that your vision is executed appropriately.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that's what's kind of interesting about Star Wars, you know, is we can even tie that into Star Wars. George Lucas had a much bigger script, but he could only tell it in one movie.
Yeah.
So he just cut out the part he wanted to tell. He didn't compress it all into one. Mm-hmm. He just cut out the part.
Yeah, well, and then he did a very similar thing. So Raiders of the Lost Ark and Temple of Doom. Half of Temple of Doom was in Raiders of the Lost Ark. They got cut up. Minecart Chase was part of it. There was a couple other things, like them going to a temple at all was a thing. So like they took like basically like the leftover stuff that they wanted to use, and then they built the rest of the story around it. So fairly common with people that have big expansive universe style ideas. But one last thing about Aragorn, like I love the book series so much, and I was so excited when the movie came out, and then I was so disappointed by it. I don't know if I've ever talked to you about this directly, but to people who are like, oh, it's like, what kind of like films do you want to make or something like that? Like, especially when I was in film school, and it's like, I never wanted to work on something that wasn't mine.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mostly because I feel like if you're working on your own project, you have the clearest vision of what you're trying to have it be.
Right.
And it just comes down to your effectiveness as a communicator to make sure that that vision comes to life. Right. Whereas if you're working with somebody else's property, it's your interpretation of somebody else's vision. Right. The only thing that I would be willing to work on that wasn't mine to be if they let me do a series of Aragorn films.
That's cool.
That's the only thing that I would do so far. That's how much I love the series.
That's cool.
It's like, then the movie that they made was so terrible. And they had good actors in it too. They had like this big character, his name was Bronn. He's sort of like the Obi-Wan Kenobi figure of the story. And they had Jeremy Irons play that guy, like, huge actor.
Right.
Right. And he was in the movie for like 20 minutes. Huh. And like, this dude is a huge part of this, and he's barely in the thing.
Yeah, they just never
do it. Oh, and I'm just mad about Aragorn. I've just riled myself up. Let's talk about Star Wars leaks.
Let's talk about Star Wars leaks.
If you haven't read Aragorn, read it. Get the ebook.
Do you want to reroll the button?
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Okay, so we're doing Star Wars leaks, guys.
This is a Star Wars, primarily a Star Wars podcast.
Yeah, we at minute 58, we're getting into some Star Wars stuff. So we had a repeat carryover from last week that was talking about the big news about Disney TV shows, so we'll skip that. The Mandalorian is the most in-demand original streaming across new streaming services. It continues to be. It's just
everybody wants Mandalorian.
They just did such a good job with it.
Yeah, so we talk about. Well, yeah, we can. Basically, in England or whatever, when they released Disney Plus, they did the same thing they did here. All the episodes were out, you know, one at a time, but then they were all out, right?
Yeah.
So anybody who gets it now in the U.S. can just go watch it.
Yep.
But over there, they did the same thing. They released it on a week by week basis. So it's, you know.
And I know a lot of the cosplay groups and stuff I were in, they were like, no spoilers because our European friends. Haven't seen anything yet.
I mean, at that point, yeah, I don't know.
They should have just sent it.
They should have. I agree.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't. Whatever.
So, there's a couple of rumor things regarding the Lego Star Wars leaked menu thing.
Oh, man. Okay, again, I am so excited for that game, though. I heard that they've got some, like, new proprietary, like, stuff they added to the Lego game to make the game fun and.
Seeing some screenshots from that, it looks like just like the aesthetic of the way that it looks just looks incredible.
Well, I mean, okay, you can't go wrong. One of the best couch, like, play next to your friend's game.
They're a rarity these
Kara's
days.
Kara's not going to, like, we beat The Hobbit together. 100% of it.
Nice.
Really fun.
All the achievements.
We beat the last Star Wars one, didn't we?
And we've done Harry Potter 1 through 4. We have not finished 5 through 7. We're working on 5 through 7.
Oh, we're in 5 right now? Okay. Excellent game. What? Yeah. No.
We were just talking while we were waiting for you.
Oh, yeah. It sounded like you were asking me a question and I was not listening.
Oh. No, we know you're pulling up the next leak.
I'm skipping past everything that's like wild rumor things.
Oh, yeah.
So it says 4 tracks of the Squadron's original soundtrack have been leaked on YouTube.
Woo! Ooh, yes. That game. And so I have read that some people got to play test the game and they said it is spectacular. Absolutely amazing. And so my coworker Dave absolutely loves Battlefront. And we're actually going to be getting your PlayStation back.
Oh, yeah.
So I could play on PlayStation and play with David. And David, the other David I work with, has a PlayStation.
How would you get your PlayStation back?
Oh, no, that's Derek. Yeah. Derek needs that PlayStation.
I need that PlayStation.
Try taking a PlayStation away from a 22-year-old male.
He'll just die.
A pregnant lady will go and she will get your PlayStation for you.
Because
he's not going to turn me down.
I'm going to play PlayStation on the Play. I'm going to play on the Pro.
Oh, so now on mine.
Yeah. You have the Pro.
Yep.
With a Star Wars theme painted on it.
I know.
That makes it run 5% better, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely.
5%, 500%.
Oh, my goodness.
Little touchpad has the Rebel and Empire logos like
embossed onto it.
That's pretty cool.
It's super cool. You can feel the Force.
Jeez. There's an excerpt of Thrawn Ascendancy Chaos Rising.
Okay, because we have a baby on the way, spoiler alert. I have been going through, like...
Carrie doesn't just love nachos?
Where was Oliver? We ate dinner on the way down here, and I had to stop for snacks, for the record.
Baby's hungry.
Pregnant life, Jeremy. Deal with it.
Of course. You walk in, and so what did she want this week? She wanted Pringles and Twix. So that's a crazy combination.
I love Pringles and Twix.
Right? They're both delicious.
Eat a salty and a sweet.
Exactly.
So, anyways, I walk into the store, and they've got... You buy one can of Pringles, get one for $1. So of course I had to walk out.
He's like, Kara, what flavor do you want? I was like, sour cream and cheddar. I was like, ooh. Or maybe ranch. So I gave him two options, and he goes in.
Well, it was buy one, get one for $1. So of course I'm gonna get one of each.
Nice. See, Kara's just winning all over the place here.
Anyways, the one thing is I haven't cut my Audible account yet. So again, I'm a little mad with the way Audible does things. You can build up points and you can cancel your account and keep your books and you can restart at any point, but you don't get to carry your points over. They have to be spent before you cancel your account.
And that's like the currency you utilize to purchase books.
To purchase books. So I want Thrawn Ascendancy, but it comes out September 2nd. And my account renews on the 2nd of every month. So it's like, I can't cut it until after Thrawn Ascendancy because I have 8 points saved up.
Oh, so then here's the thing. So then you're going to be in the holiday season where all the big releases are going to be coming out, and they got you right where they want you.
I know. It's a genius plan. And it's
Ashley says that's a husband win by picking up both flavors, Jerry.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Even if they weren't buy one, get one for a dollar, you should have picked up both.
No. Oh. Well, you couldn't decide, and then you have to get both if you can't decide. And blah,
that's
blah, blah.
The rule.
I just like making duck lips with the Pringles. Like,
apparently everybody eats Pringles wrong.
What's up with... Oh, why? How do you eat them?
So, well, it's not me. This is the way the Pringles tells you to eat them. So most people have like the curved side like this, so it fits better on your tongue.
Yeah.
All the flavors on the other side, you're supposed to eat them the other way.
Really?
So yeah. So like, so what would be the bottom half of your duck lip thing is the direction you're supposed to eat them.
Really?
Weird. But I feel like then that would just jab the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, so I agree, but that's the side that all the flavoring is
that
on.
That just cuts off and opens up so you can really enjoy the flavor. It just scratches everything.
Because your taste buds a good wound. Scrubbing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if people started eating Pringles the way they were, I'd see so many patients come and I'd be like, you were eating Pringles, weren't you? Just
yeah, there's just like two scars on the inside of their mouths.
That's Captain Crunch cereal. You that is like chewing on fiberglass. It's tasty, but it's like it cuts your mouth up.
Yeah, no, I love Captain Crunch.
Oh my God.
Peanut butter crunch, I think, might. It's neck and neck.
You know what's crunch? A bummer about getting old now, too? There is certain food. So I went to the, I had to go to the, like, not recently, but I went to the dentist because this side of my jaw.
He sees me.
Was getting.
Oh, Juliet says she eats Pringles correctly.
Oh, really? No way.
Some people are smarter than us.
Yeah, I guess so.
Anyway, you're the dentist.
Well, so I had to go to the dentist because I couldn't, like, open my mouth all of the way. And I thought I was getting lockjaw, but it turns out my right side of my jaw is more sensitive to overuse. Thank goodness it's not talking, because I wouldn't be able to be here.
Can I explain this to everyone?
Yeah, Kara, you know what's going on. Fire it up.
Okay. There's a common misconception that TMJ is the bad thing. It is not. TMJ is your temporal mandibular joint. TMD is what you don't want. All right.
Run TMD.
So I was... Well, anyways, what did I... TMD.
So...
Gabe says he loves Captain Crunch. So, like, we got a squad Captain Crunch happening here.
Yeah.
Yes. So, your TMJ... It fits into this condyle, like this, and there's this little sack of fluid that sits between the joint and the little, the condyle, right?
Is that like a cushioning type mm-hmm. of thing? Okay.
So when you're chewing, if you ever get lockjaw, a lot of times it's when it's open, and so what happens is that little sack of fluid pops back behind the joint. And so it's stopping you from closing back.
Oh, man. That sounds awful.
So, and it gets a lot of times, it, like yours is just sore. Or does it
so
get
I can't physically open my mouth, but it's because the muscle, I guess, gets exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have the strength to, like, open my jaw. It's a crazy
Your jaw's
deal.
So heavy. Jared says you're just supposed to leave the Captain Crunch in the milk longer. I'm not patient enough.
Well, we talked
I need
about
my Captain Crunch now.
We talked about Cinnamon Life in the past, right?
You saw my several boxes of it last time you were over.
I only put about this much milk in my life now because it. Otherwise, it's just too soggy.
Yeah, it destroys it so
yeah,
fast.
Yeah, it's so fast. So I only put a little bit of milk in it and I like push the cereal. I like rotate the cereal through like a polisher tumbler type thing.
The way that I eat it, I dig the deep. And then, grabs, yeah, and so then, I eat from the bottom to the top, yeah, and then, so it's yeah, constantly it down. Settling down.
But then you always run out of milk, and so then you're eating dry cereal at the end.
No, like, if you time it out right, you're good.
It's all about proportioning. We understand what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't want the hiccups after I'm done eating, because I swallowed mostly air instead of my actual food.
Anyways, if I find myself chewing cereal, if I eat cereal specifically, you have to chew it so much, whatever. It seems to do a number on my jaw for whatever reason. So
yeah, so for a long time, we didn't eat steak. We didn't eat anything that was chewy whatsoever. I yelled at him if he chewed on gum.
Jeremy's too old to eat.
It's a problem I never thought I would have. I never thought I would have.
I put all of Jeremy's food into a blender and
no,
just made
no,
it.
No, stop it. I don't need that yet. They make that. It's called Soylent.
Ashley says she eats life exactly like that. So I got we got the technique worked out.
Yeah, yeah. It's if you put too much milk in it, just whatever. And then Super One pulled me in the other day. So it was like specifically they had like two brands of cereal that had
Super
this sale.
One is our local grocery store for those. Five.
It's regional.
There. If you bought five boxes, you got each box for $1.80. So it's like, of course I'm going to roll out with five boxes of cereal. Of course. It's Cinnamon Life.
So Jeremy walks into the house. He's like, Kara, I hope you like life.
Boom. Five
that,
boxes.
That's a conversation that could just branch into two completely different things. Kara, I hope you like life.
So.
Jared says eating cereal is a skill.
Yeah, it's. Well, I need to brush up on, so.
I tried to fire this graphic, and then you started talking about Super One. We're still talking about Star Wars leaks. We've got a couple more to get through.
All right, keep going to the roll of the next one. More Star Wars.
So Vader Immortal is coming to PSVR on August 25th.
I saw
that's
that.
Exciting. It's an amazing game. I've played all three. Highly recommended. Mm-hmm. Really, really, really good. And what's fun is if you go to the hot spot, what's the VR place we went to?
Down the wall.
The Void. The Void.
The Void.
If you go to the Void... That Star Wars storyline ties in with Vader Immortal. So
interesting.
Really, really good.
Excellent.
That's the one where you dress up as a stormtrooper and then you look at like each other and you can see them as a stormtrooper. And then when you get hit, it like vibrates all over your entire body.
We ended up going to the Void in the Mall of America and doing the
Jumanji
one.
Not as good as the Star Wars one.
I wish we would have just redone the Star Wars one.
I would have rather liked it too. It's so much fun. You go through and you don't have a gun, and then like a stormtrooper comes up to you and he's like, here, arm up, and he gives it to you, and he's like, you reach out and the gun's there.
Nice.
And you grab it and it's like
it's amazing.
Alright, so I'll give you guys a choice. You can either do a wild rumor or a leak.
Do a wild rumor.
Yeah.
The wild rumor is that three Mandalorian spin-off shows are currently in development.
So you think are they gonna give Ahsoka their own show? I am Here's
I have heard that, is it Taiki, Watiti? Anyway, I heard he's going to be directing a female lead TV show.
Here's the deal.
Disney Plus show.
Here is the deal. Ahsoka's got Clone Wars, and Clone Wars and Rebels. We wouldn't have Ahsoka if they didn't try new things. So let's...
No, I agree. I'm happy if she gets retired.
Let that retire.
Let her exist in what she exists in.
Give us the new thing. Give us the next one. You can do that. You can create awesome characters.
The top reply to the wild rumor of the three spinoff shows are The Mandalorian Kitchen Nightmares, The Mandalorian Beskar Stars, and Keeping Up with the Mandalorians.
That's oh I like Keeping Up. Those are all really good.
Those are really funny.
Someone wants The Office Mandalorian.
Oh my gosh. Goodness. Can you imagine?
2.5 Mandos. So you want to be a Mandalorian? Oh, funny.
Dancing with the Mandos.
Let's see. I'm now falling down a hole on these fake things. Oh, there's not any other good ones, but lots of comments. Obviously, people are very interested to see what these are going to be.
It would be interesting if they were coming out with three more.
Yeah, the Mandalorian's so good.
Yeah.
They gotta walk before they can run. Let's get Kenobi out.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's start getting some of these.
Disney's eggs are like firmly in the Star Wars basket right now.
Speaking of eggs, what's Disney's obsession with duck-based characters? Because we have DuckTales, Darkwing Duck, we have Donald Duck, they do a lot of ducks.
I mean, they're easy to draw, ducks relatable. Are the best. I'm not sure.
I thought it was. I
Who
just thought that
love
was
ducks?
Funny. I don't know.
Actually,
let us know if you don't like
funny
ducks.
Thing. I found
people
out,
don't like geese.
So
Juliet says she wants a Mandalorian office.
That would be really funny.
I haven't seen The Office. I just know that Michael Scott's the boss.
Oh, The Office is so funny. I've seen it a few times now.
Okay, so let's do this. You're going to recast The Office with Star Wars characters.
Oh. Hondo would be Michael Scott.
You think so? You think so?
I think so. He's just kind of derpy.
No, that's the character that I know the best of The Office that I haven't seen. And I think that's right? 100% on point.
Thank you.
And so, all right, so who would be Dwight or Jim?
Han Solo would be Jim. Because he's pranking Dwight all the time. That seems sort of like a roguish type of...
Yeah.
I could see that. And then Dwight could be, who's really just like,
By the book. By the book to a T.
Yeah.
Mace Windu.
Mace Windu. I was kind of thinking Mace Windu, but like, well, Mace would just cut his heart, cut his arms off.
A little bit of dark, yeah. A little bit of light. I could see Mace being Dwight, I suppose, but like.
Yeah, right. Grand Moff Tarkin would be Dwight.
I guess. Who is the guy? White uniform.
Krennic? Krennic?
Yes. Maybe him. He obviously fails a couple of times.
Going down a rabbit hole, somebody did just post the U.S. military branches as office characters.
Oh, okay. That
and
was
so the
hilarious.
Air Force was Jim, because they said we were like pretentious and pranksters or whatever. And then Dwight was the Army or the Marines.
Marines.
The Marines are just like by the book, like, you know, the whole, Andy.
Michael Scott was the Army.
They try hard, but always end up messing up or whatever.
Yeah. Who was the Coast Guard?
Kevin?
Ryan.
Because it's like,
Coast Guard.
You're always considered a temp. Ryan started.
Juliet agrees with me that Han should be Jim. So.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know any of the other characters. Who's the person that Pam? Is that
Pam?
That'd have to be Leia then?
Probably have to be Leia. That would make sense.
I mean, you think so?
Who's an evil female character? Or really?
Pam's not evil.
Assange?
No, I was thinking of Angela.
Oh, Angela.
Who would be like Angela?
Yeah, I mean,
that witch lady from the
planet
of,
or Jabba the Hutt.
Darth Maul. Jabba the Hutt, yeah.
Occasionally, Angela's nice, but I could see Assange potentially being.
C-3PO would be Dwight, duh.
That's true.
Yes.
C-3PO would be Dwight.
That's exactly how Han interacts with him, too. So, oh my goodness.
C-3PO would be Dwight. Oh, there's a meme we have to make when we're done here.
Seriously.
Don't do it,
anybody. Steal our memes.
Don't do it. We'll put that out for you to enjoy. That's why I love that Bothan coffee. That is my
favorite. Oh, that
yeah, that's the last time I seen a Bothan do anything.
Did you see that one, Gwen? Yeah, it's so funny.
All dead.
All dead. I just picture Admiral Akbar sitting there. He's like, that's the last time I asked Boston to do anything. Send them off to get a coffee. All dead. Like, that's how I picture him. Like, all dead.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
are there any other characters we've missed from The Office? I'm not familiar with it.
There's so many. Kevin's the... So, Kevin...
is he the guy that does the chili?
Yes, yeah. But he... Somebody asked...
Jar Jar Binks is Kevin.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
He's like Kevin, earnest, but can't really get anything to work.
Yeah.
They have a new HR lady, and her name's Holly. I don't remember why he's talking to her slow, but somebody tricks him in the office to talk slow to Holly.
No. Everybody told Holly that Kevin was slow.
So just Kevin being Kevin?
Yeah.
And so then he figures it out, and he looks at her, and he's like, do you think I'm retarded?
Like his words from the show.
Yeah, his words from the show. And it's really funny. So just, that's Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah.
Because he's competent. Yeah. Like, Jar Jar's competent. He just ends up in these situations. It's Kevin.
Yeah.
So Kevin's Jar Jar, C-3PO's Dwight, Jim is Han, Pam is Leia.
Robert California is Hondo. Sidious.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Hondo is Michael Scott.
Oh, man. That's funny.
I'd watch that show.
Yeah.
Who would Oscar be?
That's Luke. What Julia just said is who would Oscar be.
Oscar's just kind of like, I don't know, he's kind of low-key, just kind of once in a while throws a little prank in here and there. But, I mean.
Probably Luke.
I guess maybe, you think
Luke?
What if Admiral Akbar to work his way into this somehow?
Well, Akbar could be Oscar then.
I mean, I guess I could see it. Maybe.
Lando would be Stanley with the pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just seeing weird names. So I have Toby, Andy, and Daryl. I don't know what those are.
Oh, Andy.
Daryl's a warehouse manager. Daryl could be Lando, could be Daryl as well, only because they're very.
It manages Best Ben, manages the.
Suave.
Okay.
So Daryl is my favorite one. Dwight's like tries to go into his Daryl's office and tell him to do something. And then he's like, get out of here, man. You can't tell me what to do.
I can see Lando doing that. Okay. Andy.
Poe or Finn? I don't know.
No, it's got to be somebody who came from like a higher class.
Actually, Poe could also make a good Jim.
Okay.
Poe is very much.
Yeah, yeah. I see it.
Yep. Babu Frick would be Michael Scott.
Babu Frick's awesome, though.
So is Michael Scott. He is like.
Babu Frick's competent and adorable.
This is true. Michael Scott is neither.
Incompetent and just like there.
And Michael Scott.
The episode where he wakes up and he puts his foot. He sets a. Do you have coffee pots that make you stuff, right, Chris? What? Chris hasn't seen The Office. You have coffee pots you can schedule auto. Yeah. So he puts a waffle iron by his bed so it starts and then it makes him bacon in the morning.
That's
so
amazing.
One morning he steps into it, fries his foot instead. No. It's good.
It was a George Foreman, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Juliet says that Daryl fits for Lando.
Yeah, Daryl is more just, Lando,
like I said,
than Stanley.
Just kind of a little bit of suave, just kind of.
Stanley could be chewy, I guess. Yeah, because he's always thinking with his stomach and Stanley loves eating pizza.
Oh, yeah, he loves bagel
and
day.
Pretzel day.
I think we might have this figured out. We might have to do like a post about this. This could be our ticket to stardom.
Right.
Right. Well, just like
you guys saw
it
here live.
Just like the Star Wars, what type of coffee are you?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we'll do that Office. Peeps. I like it.
We'll do it tonight and post it 5 years from now because we'll forget about it. I think that's it for the leaks. I'm not going to try and move my phone too close to the thing anymore. And ever since I moved my phone away, we haven't had any problems with the thing. I think I figured out.
Interesting.
It's all Christmas
electrical storm. No. Oh, just always lightning. Sorry, everybody.
The last 3 weeks has been thunderstorms.
Easy to test off camera. Once we're done with the stream, you can put your phone by, I'll just call or text you, and when the signal comes through.
But here's what we do. If we ever get a question we don't want to answer,
the podcast
ever gets awkward, Chris is just sitting over there like, hey guys, we seem to be having issues with
technical difficulties. You can just hit the rise of the podcast stream.
We should macro technical difficulties.
Screen, yeah. Button.
That's one of the things, like the things that you guys never see. So I'm sitting back behind a million zillion things of technology.
Yep.
Yeah.
And my favorite thing is just some gaff tape with some permanent marker on it.
Yep. Because the buttons are laid out to. Yep.
So like we have all these fancy things. Like for example, I'm just gonna load the listener mail graphic again here, right?
Just had to hit a button now.
And now I just hit a button before I had to like click on a thing or whatever.
It's a touchpad, not a keyboard, so it was really hard to navigate.
It was annoying. Anyway, so send us your emails at contact@riseofthepodcast.com. Jeremy, you had that golden frame.
Yeah, so Juliet, if you're still watching, we did put it in a golden frame. So here is your listener mail. Because Juliet was first, that was somebody that was not related to us.
That looks real nice.
It looks really nice. Now I just have to figure out how to safely hang it on the wall without destroying R2. So maybe those command strips with the and the thing.
And
so we will get some of those,
Brad,
and put them on.
I did get another one. Frame. So Brad's email is going to
he's our number one fan, and he's going to fight with anybody to take that title.
Juliet might give him a run for his money.
Well, so like Gabriel, too.
Gabe.
Like,
oh, yeah.
So Chris said if we just have 1,000 dedicated fans, we're set. We've got three.
Yeah. Well, we're 0.3% of the way there.
And David and Ashley and Al and Ness, they always tune in every week. They're our loyal subjects.
Subjects? Damn. I thought it'd take a few more subscribers before you let it go to your head, Jeremy. Oh, my goodness.
It's a figure of speech.
Good thing you're not wearing a hat, so you wouldn't be constricting the blood flow to your brain.
We're not king and queen here. Come on.
Lord and lady or whatever.
Well, that's true.
I was going to say, have you purchased
titles
yet?
I'm the only non-royalty here.
Yeah, there you go.
My sister's here, by the way.
Chris, ask Jeremy if he's purchased our property yet.
I'm trying to save money.
You just saved $20.
He hasn't given me a 5-year anniversary gift yet.
And neither has she. Oh.
No, whatever. She doesn't matter. It's you.
She's building it right now.
Yeah, I am building it.
I saw
3D printing this thing.
I was going to say
that. She needs more filament. She's more filament. Ranch filament.
I joked with that last night.
I did steal it from him.
She stole it. I said, Kara, I just had the realization. You are just 9-month 3D printing a human. And then I was like, I looked at her. I was like, do you need any more filament? Like, do you need any more food or snacks to, like, feed the printer? And she laughed and then stole it.
See, it's become Reddit in real life.
Yes! She got more. No, I would have said it. I would have got 5 laughs, but she got 20 decibel laughs or whatever.
Oh, my goodness.
So he asked me if I need more filament, but when I asked for Pringles, he's like, you don't need it.
Yeah. Jeremy sounds like he's gonna like hook up a yoke to you and make you walk around the grinding wheel.
Do you know what I had for lunch today? Because I am like penny pinching right now for real.
Like father, like son?
I had a hot pocket and a bag of carrots. Like I know hot pockets are good for you, But they're cheap and easy to make. I don't, because I had drill this way. I had to work this weekend.
Trying to balance out like the immense terribleness with the, like a massive bag of carrots.
I was, what can I get at Aldi? Because they have a good mix of stuff, but not everything. So it was like, I got a bag of carrots. And then I'm not allowed to buy regular carrots anymore because the other week I'm talking to David and I bought organic carrots. And they're like, he says they're 4 feet long, but really they're probably about, you know, a foot. And so I'm eating this carrot while we're talking at lunchtime. And he says, I cannot take you seriously right now. Because I'm like over here with my hand going.
Just Bugs Bunnying it up.
That's what he said. But in his mind, he's like, you can't talk to me with a 4 foot carrot in your mouth. I'm like, I'm not out here going, nah, what's up, Doc? You know, so now I have to buy baby carrots. I'm not kidding. He's like, buy baby carrots. You can't talk to me.
You should tell him if he wants you to eat baby carrots, he buys your carrots.
I know.
Just get the matchstick carrots. You're like, yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
Right? Just the little carrot chips, you know? Just
yeah.
Ridiculous. So
we got a couple of comments. Juliet says, what about a leak for the Rise of the Podcast shirts and pins?
Oh, yeah.
Someday those will coming. Exist.
Those are coming soon.
Ashley says, Grace says, Kara, the baby on your shirt is cute.
Thanks. Grace is the Yoda fan. Grace is the Yoda fan.
That is pretty adorable.
Yes. That's my shirt, by the way.
Lots of...
Because she's got a... So she said, oh, I can't find a shirt that fits. And I was like, you want
all
one of mine?
All of my Star Wars shirts are like these days. I look like a tube sausage inside one of those things.
Like Oliver, our dog.
Oliver is not fat.
He is.
No. He is a sausage.
Square boy.
He is. Good boy.
I can't see where his bones start in his back. Like it's just one solid tube.
We should post a picture of Oliver and let everyone else decide.
Jeremy, take the most unflattering sausagey angle you can think of.
Jeremy's just gonna like pull all of Oliver's face fat forward, so he's just like, you know.
That's what he looks like when he wants food.
I know.
And then Gabriel says, "I'm playing COD and listening. I'll never miss the live."
Yeah.
So there's like a solid three-way competition. For,
I was gonna say, Gabe, you just need to send us an email.
Yeah, put exactly.
You on the wall.
Right there. If you turn and look at, whoops, I got to disable it first. Boop boop. Send it right there. Look at your screen right now. You can send an email to this address.
And it'll go there.
Yeah.
It goes in a frame. Well, Kara will get you a gold frame.
Yeah.
You don't want to know how much these cost.
Whatever.
$17.99.
Hobby Lobby's frames are always 50% off unless they're the fancy ones in the back. And that was not a fancy one in the back.
It's Have fancy.
Have you been to Home Goods in Duluth yet?
Girl, I love Home Goods.
We can go the day it opened. And oh, then yeah. don't even start. Okay. Let's talk about this. Talk about guerrilla marketing. Women, right? Okay.
Women.
I heard about Home Goods did a secret opening. So what did every other woman in Duluth tell every other woman? Did you hear about Home Goods' secret opening?
You know,
you've
got
to go to the
me?
Secret opening.
Your mom told me.
I heard from so-and-so that was told by so-and-so that they're having a secret soft opening and you have to go because they don't even need to advertise an opening.
So they did a soft opening. They didn't announce it. They had this tiny little sign that said, now open. I went and I waited
every
like a half an hour
knew.
In line.
Every Dang. Person in Duluth knew.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised KVGR didn't do an article.
And then
they probably did.
When I went to check out, there's the cash registers out front. And then it, you know, it snakes around. And then it snakes around again, and it goes back against the far wall. The line went all the way back against the back wall, like halfway across the store. I waited in line to check out, probably 45 minutes.
Yeah, that reminds me of like Black Friday level. Yeah,
we bought
cute stuff.
They do.
That's my new favorite place.
They have got rugs. They've got like their stuff.
We got our nursery rug there.
Yeah.
Is it marked up 500% because it says nursery rug instead of just rug? Or?
It was actually,
real reasonable.
It was. It was $80 for a...
And you're in the rug business. That's a cheap price.
It's like and a 5x8 or something like that.
Kara wants me to
price.
Buy something. She comes and shows me something that's more expensive and then why this is a good deal. Oh, I want to tell
us. What was the meme that I saw the other day?
I want to tell a story, but there's no way I can tell this without being nice.
Juliet says, you're right, Kara. Jeremy always has a story.
Right? Seriously, he does for everything.
Is it mean if I don't name the person?
I don't probably.
Just do the names have been changed.
Yeah, call this person Joe.
Like, or John Doe.
John Doe. Yeah, there we go. Okay. So before you go into this though, Gabriel says, "What should I write? I'll send it right now. I lost in Gulag."
Oh no.
Tell us your favorite Star Wars moment.
Yes, and I will do something with that. We're going to turn it into a Star Wars every day, actually, if you're cool with it. We'll make a little video about your cool, like, just a cool Star Wars. Did you get to meet somebody? Did you remember the first time you saw Star Wars or the first Star Wars game you played? Or how'd you get into
Did you make a new friend memory? Because you guys bonded over Star Wars?
Right. All right, so John Doe, does everybody know somebody who got divorced and they probably shouldn't be getting remarried?
Yep.
Yes.
It seems like we all kind of know somebody that way, right?
Yeah.
So we'll say John Doe was going to get... Oh, this is really crazy to me. I just heard this today. It's hot off the press. So John Doe's getting... I found out John Doe is getting remarried. And John Doe is very susceptible to advertisements. This guy falls for advertisements constantly.
Says the guy who remembers every liquid-selling jingle from the 1990s.
I don't get, like, bought off on him, though. This person gets bought off on him.
Okay.
So I didn't know he was getting remarried, and he didn't even know he was getting remarried, but... But he was on Amazon, and the deal of the day was an engagement ring. Normally $1,500 on sale for $700. So he bought it just to be ready.
Oh my goodness.
Because it was 50% off. And it was like, so non-John Doe friend said, well, hopefully his significant other doesn't ever find out that she was just the deal of the day. Like, I love you and I want to express my love for you. Now, I'm not saying you don't have to buy an expensive ring. You could put on a 99-cent gas station ring or whatever if... It you can tie it into the
it's about what it symbolizes between you and your significant other.
Exactly. But it was just funny to me that it's like this person that falls for these deals is like, man, I can get her a $1,500 ring for $750. I'm gonna buy it. And they're like, there's no connection. You did it the other way around.
Oh my goodness. Oh man.
So I just found that out today. And then if you want, it gets worse.
Oh no! I wish I could punch in even closer on your close up right now. Imagine if you will.
John Doe's son stole it off the porch.
Oh,
and was gonna pawn it.
That is some drama.
Drama.
The drama llama has arrived.
So
how did he catch him?
Because it was the package was signed for.
Oh.
And he said, well, you got it. You know, anyways. So he was gonna, maybe we were joking that his son could have just been looking out for his best interest. Oh. Dad, you don't need to get remarried.
That's hilarious.
We don't need Jane Doe yet. Just.
Oh,
just keep her aside. So
Ashley says, my very first memory of Jeremy, he told David, guess what's opening a cloquet, and then sang the O'Reilly jingle. I'll always remember that.
I can see it, Ashley. I could see Jeremy doing that.
Well, and then Jeremy worked for the competitors.
Yes.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone. You remember Chris or whoever?
AutoZone. She worked at AutoZone. I worked at O'Reilly.
As with Auto Shack.
Auto, yeah. Yeah, you're talking
horrible. About. Name that would have been
Auto Shack. Get in the shack, Auto Shack.
Oh, I'm just gonna go pick up parts from my Ford here from Auto Shack.
That's where Ford parts like... are sold. Yeah, I have no allegiance whatsoever.
Right, man. But yeah, they're the number one auto parts company in the world. I think they are.
Yeah, they're destroying it pretty hard.
Absolutely crazy.
So except like the only reason I call O'Reilly is because their phone number is still in my phone. When I broke down to the side of the road, I was just like, oh, I have O'Reilly's phone number. Let's call them.
That was, I used to remember Pizza Hut's number in Cloquet because it was, the middle digits were just reversed. So it was one digit one. And then mine were opposite, like just flipped. So it was still one digit one. And
I then, knew the Pine Knots.
And then.
Because it was one.
PJ's I remember because it was very easy to remember. 2022
Oh, I don't remember that.
Well, 2445
Yep.
Well, my parents was 878. Pine Knot was 879.
Oh, so you get calls from Pine Knot all the time.
Oh yeah, all the time.
The library. So Pizza Hut had multiple lines. The one I always remembered is 1553.
Yeah.
They had 0, 1, 2, and 3.
Oh.
1554 is a library.
That is the other thing. So I'd get calls for Pizza Hut and the library.
So
for both.
Yep.
And then we'd think, then, you know. Oh, the problems that we have.
Yeah. Right. My library book's overdue and I want a large pie.
And then I want to report it to the Pine Knot. Our local newspaper.
That would probably be the breaking story of the week. Somebody with an yes. overdue book decided to buy a pizza.
Or the Pine Journal. Pine Journal, Pine Knot.
It was both.
Yeah.
I think it's Pine Journal now. It was Pine Knot.
Okay.
Well, there was two at one point, weren't there?
No, it was the same paper. They just switched.
Changed
names. Speaking of newspapers, you guys heard that the newsroom went down to like 2 days a week, right?
Yep. I have a long story I'll talk about, but not on air.
I think we talked, actually, now that I think about it, I think you and I talked about it, but in terms of like subscription and stuff like that.
That was stemmed from something else. So apparently, local newspapers are a good thing because from what I've heard, I have opinions on it, but basically, where there's a local newspaper, taxes are generally lower and what other things because the newspapers keep the politicians in check. And
yeah,
without a local newspaper, it's easier to like get away with bad things.
The news is called the fourth estate because there's the three estates of government, and then the fourth estate is there to keep the government as a whole balanced.
So. It really comes into play for local government. But the problem is, it's like to view articles on their website, you have to have an account, and then you can only like, and then
they're going about it the wrong way to make themselves accessible, in my opinion.
It's kind of like the whole Hulu, like you're paying for a streaming service, but then you get served up ads even when you pay.
You can put as many banner ads as you want, but if it's one of those things where it's like, it reminds me a little bit of those websites where it's like 27 incredible things that'll blow your mind and number seven's not to be trifled with. And then it's like literally 27 different web pages you have to load and there's like a 10 second pre-roll ad in front of everything. It's almost that bad.
Yeah, it is.
Ashley says she's always jealous of Jeremy's iced coffee. He's not supposed to be him on the set.
I got yelled at by Ryan Seacrest, who has yet to make an appearance back again.
He might still be watching.
He just stays in the shadows.
Just lurking.
He's just waiting to call me out of my garbage.
Yeah, exactly. Don't be making any garbage. So, Gwen is here, by the way. Sorry, Gwen.
Hello.
She's chimed in a couple of times so far today.
I loved the brother-sister rant.
So Ashley just asked, what book do you have in your chair? Gwen hid some stuff around the set.
What?
So start by grabbing whatever's under your chair.
Yours is last.
I was going to say, if it's under my chair, there's no way in hell I'm getting it anytime soon.
There's one behind the pillow.
Oh, can I grab it?
Yeah. Ah! Oh, what?
A start of the children's Star Wars books.
Oh.
That is awesome.
This is amazing. And looks like it's all old from
I a was new told hope, that starting now I can read to the child because they can hear you.
Oh. This is the beginning of the end for that poor baby.
Some reading material then.
Yay.
Okay, so what's next?
You.
Can I look around or am I supposed to be guided to it?
So specifically nostalgic for you underneath BB-8.
What? So when I rewatch the podcast, I touch and play with his antennas a lot. I'm surprised you haven't called me out on that yet. We don't edit him anymore. So I can't believe he's hiding a secret. What?
Oh, what is it?
What? Is this an old CD I made? Oh. It says Chance Jam, which was my first cat. And then
my gosh.
Oh, yeah. How old is this?
Oh, my gosh.
That's from PJ's days.
Let me see this. What songs?
What are the track lists?
So Gorillaz, Eastwood.
Yep.
Some Nelly, number one. I am number one. See, yeah, then you know why I called everyone my, earlier you said, whoa, Lord Jeremy.
Oh, yeah, subjects.
Subjects. BB Mac Ghost. I don't even remember that song. Everclear. Of course, I love Everclear. Bring Sally Up, the off Gone 60 Seconds.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nickelback.
That's fine. I like Nickelback. Okay, it's fine. What song?
It doesn't say. It just says, Remind. You Remind Me.
How You Remind Me.
Yeah, How You Remind Me. And then number eight is I only have listed as, and I don't even want to admit to this spelling, Enrico Iglesias.
Enrico Iglesias,
but it's Iglease.
What?
And I don't know why. I never owned anything Echo Unlimited, but I burned the top of it with the Echo Unlimited guy, the Rhino from Echo Unlimited. And then Creed, Sacrifice, like, so, FFF, Be Me, DMX, Up In Here, which is also from Gone in 60 Seconds, might I add.
You might have made this as Gone in 60 Seconds came out.
Wasn't that like 93, though?
What? No, Gone in 60 Seconds was like 2006.
Google Dolls Slide.
Oh, Gone in 60 Seconds. I was thinking Fast and Furious, sorry.
That was 2005.
So Google Dolls Slide. I love that song.
I do, too.
I'll gladly get behind that one. Kid Rock Cowboy, for whatever reason.
Gonna be a cowboy, yeah. Jeremy.
I'm blushing. Nelly Furtado Bird. So,
gonna fly like away.
Bird, I only fly away.
Yep.
I sang that so good, we're gonna get a copyright strike. Delamitri, Roll to Me. Nelly Furtado, Lights. American.
I like how you broke up the two Nelly Furtado songs. Yeah. You couldn't have them back to back.
You can't have it on a mixtape. You can't, or mix CD.
Yeah.
You can't have artists back to back. It's got to be a mix.
So,
it's
and then fair. American Hi-Fi, and then it says Flavor, but I know that's Flavor of the Week. She's just the Flavor of the Week. And then Incubus, Wish You Were. So it must be Wish You Were. Is Incubus, it Wish You. And then Linkin Park, Closer. Which Linkin Park used to live by you?
So my grandma has a cabin in Brainerd, and Linkin Park's uncle owns a cabin two down from us. Ooh. And they, on holidays, a lot of times they will, Linkin Park will go and, or one of the Linkin Park members, his uncle owns it, but Linkin Park will vacation there during holidays.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Juliet is checking out. Have a nice night, Juliet.
Have a nice night, Juliet.
Thank you for joining
we're
in.
We're almost done, too, by the way,
yeah.
Juliet.
You're not we're going to be wrapping up in a second, so you're not going to miss anything super important.
When you guys started
talking
about newspapers, I was like, okay.
Well, man, Jack.
Seriously, I'm like, all right, guys, peace.
We hit rock bottom.
Kara just needs a macro button for herself that just shuts down
seriously,
everything.
Yeah.
And she's like, peace, and then it just, boom, it just cuts
stream. It mutes Chris and Jeremy.
No, it doesn't do that. It just cuts, it flips the circuit breaker.
Yeah.
And everything shuts off. Except the laptop will keep going because it's battery powered. But
yeah.
Anyways, I bet you David remembers a lot of those songs, too. A lot.
Listen to those in the Dakota.
Is it Under My Chair?
Under Your Chair.
What is this now? The Art of the Empire Strikes Back.
What?
That's so cool.
That's
look at that.
Awesome.
Rebel
oh
Transport.
Gosh.
That's awesome. Snowspeeder blueprints.
Blueprints and stuff.
That is so cool.
Where'd you find these?
These are all from Marty's parents. They're getting ready to move. So they're like, hey.
You like Star Wars? You want any of this? They're like, yep, send it all up, please.
That's awesome.
For those who don't know, Marty is Gwen's husband.
Yeah, that guy.
Ashley says that David still has that mix on his computer.
No way.
That's hilarious.
This is
That's
awesome.
So
well,
great.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
and
thank
then,
you.
Yeah, tell them you guys love it very much. That's so cool.
I'm still waiting on that poster. No one's made a trip so far.
Yeah, this always creeped me out. I knew this. The original way Yoda was supposed to look.
Yeah, he kind of looks like Gollum.
Looks like
that
if,
is how he was supposed to look.
Oh, who's that? It looks like he's got like a Hey Arnold kind of.
Like grandpa of Hey Arnold?
Maybe. Or no, maybe Steve from American Dad. He's got like the half eyes.
Well, he kind of, like he's colored the same way as Roger.
Yeah.
From American Dad.
Yeah. That show's still going on.
Yeah.
They're still making new episodes.
And D. Bradley Baker is probably still.
Klaus.
Klaus, the fish. That is super, super cool. That is really cool.
That's awesome.
Specifically, what's cool about The Empire Strikes Back is that the 40th anniversary is this year. And it's in theaters. It's going to be in Moose Lake next week, I guess. Or this week or next week. Next week
I guess it's coming week, isn't it?
Super cool. Awesome. Yeah,
apparently, David is having trouble getting YouTube chat to show up. But sorry, we're at the end of the thing. I don't know what to do.
Chris, pull your phone away. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's all my fault at the end. All right. Well, I'm going to hit this fancy button right here. Bam. Thank you guys for watching. If you made it this far to the video, you've reached the end of the video. And having done such, I think we earned a like. You know, it shows that you want to see more content like this. Comment down below with your mixtape track list. I think that'd be pretty fun to see. Subscribe if you're not already. Ring the notification bell to be notified every time we upload a new video or go live. You don't want to miss anything that we're doing. Thank you guys so much for watching. And of course,
may the force be with you.